the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something, we have been here before. Now the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Well...
All right, and there you have it. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're going to get it together. Just not today. All right. So I guess we're starting with this Epstein.
That's yes.
The deal.
Yeah, this is the stuff that's going on when I'm on my whatever day in a row of work.
Okay. I'm going to figure out this tripod thing. All right. That's weird. All right. Ugh. All right. So, Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested for sex trafficking of minors, right? I like the fact it took like 8 people to write this story. This is coming off the Daily Beast. Billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005. And he will appear in court in New York on Monday. According to 3 law enforcement agencies, Epstein, who owns a New York City mansion and an island in the Caribbean, will be held at federal lockup in Manhattan ahead of his court date. Saturday's arrest by the FBI NYPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force. Why do y'all have to have all these fucking names be so goddamn long?
Oh, man, we've gone over that.
This is some bullshit. So, yeah, the FBI NYPD Crimes Against Children Task Force comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old essentially got a slap on the wrist for allegedly molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida.
And tripod's not working.
It seems to be falling a lot. Yeah, like, I can't get it to...
Yeah. All right, kill it. We were trying to, use a different piece of equipment, because it seems awkward seeing Finn. She has to hold the device
right.
And thumb scroll like, and look down. I thought maybe she can go hands free.
Maybe I just need to readjust the tripod or something. I don't know. All right. So, where was I here? Right. So he basically got a slap on the wrist. They have a hyperlink, and no, I don't want you to put things in my inbox every time I click your hyperlink. Please don't.
Fucking guys.
Please do not.
We like to send you messages. To where? You ever notice they don't ever say, we'd like to send you a message to your Twitter, to your they just say, we'd like to message
your
you.
Your inbox.
Message me.
Which inbox?
You put a post-it note in the office. You want to message me. Go fuck yourself. Now, don't message me.
Don't message me. So, by the way, the hyperlink goes to another Daily Beast article from February, and the title of that is Alexander Acosta, Trump's labor secretary, broke the law in the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Wait, what year is this one?
I think it's from this year.
The one that where they hyperlink to themselves is from this year.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see if they have anything before,
like when it actually happens,
before the top of 2017.
Oh,
because Democrats have been ignoring the fuck out that Epstein shit because Bill Clinton rolls with him.
Yeah.
But now Trumpelstiltskin is in. It's a known thing. Trumpelstiltskin rolls with him.
Right.
Now it's a thing.
It's like, who the fuck? Ed Buck. They will not talk about Ed Buck either.
Yeah, that's the thing about partisan bias. Partisan bias will actually pardon pedophilia. Remember the shit that, David Brock and them niggas did. Where they took, child rape videos. I don't like saying child pornography. I think that's irresponsible language. Child rape videos. Mm-hmm. And put them in, Bernie Sanders' Facebook groups.
I remember
groups.
That.
Yeah.
Got the group shut down?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's not like... Of course they are willing to look the other way on pedophilia. They look the other way on rape. They look the other way on tax evasion. They look the other way on warmongering. They look the other way on the fucking prison industrial complex. Like, they look the other way on everything else, too. Like, if you're okay with murdering people and framing people and starting wars and killing the planet... Yeah, you're probably not going to be bothered by the idea of children being raped either.
Well, now hold on there. Now hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's a lot of folks out there uh-huh. that are concerned with that. It's just that right now we're worried about how we tortured some folks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So this is the hyperlink article. It says federal prosecutors in Florida, including President Trump's current labor secretary, Alexander Acosta, broke the law when they signed a secret plea agreement with billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, according to a Palm Beach judge. Oh, yeah, and the judge ruled Thursday, so yeah, it was from this year. U.S. District Judge Kenneth Mara ruled that the decision to keep more than 30 of Epstein's accusers in the dark about the non-prosecution deal that allowed Epstein to avoid federal prosecution was unconstitutional. By signing the deal, Mara ruled that Acosta and other DOJ lawyers violated the Crime Victim Rights Act, the CVRA, which guarantees victims the right to speak with prosecutors. So petitioners and the other victims should have been notified of the government's intention to take the course of action before it bound itself under a plea agreement, wrote Mara in the 33-page opinion. This nigga has some shit to say. Which mentioned Acosta multiple times. The evidence, the judge concluded, shows that Epstein, 66 years old at this time, violated federal law in 2008 by running an international sex trafficking operation that recruited underage girls, oftentimes bringing them to the United States from overseas.
You see, man, and, like, that's the thing. Like, rapists want to rape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to do that. They want to harm somebody. Because,
mm-hmm.
right, this here is be billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, billionaire... There's areas where you can go. You can go hire sex workers. You can hire people that are not sex workers.
Right, with that much money, yeah.
Yeah, like fucking. But you want to fucking harm people. Cut right. the shit. Don't fucking lie to me. All right, that's one of the most disgusting things I remember hearing. Like, in sort of casual talk, or like you hear it in songs or movies or something, and somebody says, "What, that guy? He doesn't have to rape anyone," which just. Leave alone the idea that you just said that some people have to rape. What the fuck is that?
Right.
How'd you get that in your fucking head?
Right.
But yeah, nah, rapists wanna rape.
Yeah, I heard that so much during the Cosby shit. Right? But he didn't have to. No, he didn't have to. He wanted to.
Yeah, like, you know what? It's embarrassing as it is to say these words out loud. Growing up, one of my favorite rappers in my mid-teens, Lunasic, like, he... made my face scrunch up hard on a remix of Ghetto Flight. The name of the record is Riding on My Bumper on the Sebo One Life to Live album. And he said, why nigga, quote, verbatim, why niggas gon' do time for taking pussy when a real Mac will spit that game? It's just like, you're not making sense, Mr. Sick.
Yeah.
Just go back to talking about drive-bys and shit. Leave that kind of social issue out.
Yeah. So something else Mara wrote in his 33-page decision. Epstein used paid employees to find and bring minor girls to him. Epstein worked in concert with others to obtain minors, not only for his own sexual gratification, but also for the sexual gratification of others.
Sexual gratification. Mm-hmm. Rape. He wants to rape. What, this is the Daily Beast?
Yeah.
Who's this fucking, who's the author?
Well, that was a direct quote from the judge.
Okay, that's, okay, yeah. So they're speaking with Anglo-American jurisprudence.
Yeah.
Greatest on earth.
Yes. A bombshell Miami Herald report revealed how Epstein, who'd been accused of molesting more than 100 underage girls, was granted the sweetheart plea deal by Acosta and other DOJ attorneys after mounting pressure by Epstein's defense lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Mounting? And that's the cold shit, see? And then that's
Oh my God.
What up?
You know who one of the lawyers was?
Lace me up.
Ken Starr.
Fuck. I'm
Sexgate prosecutor.
Sexgate? Come on, man. What the fuck is that?
Oh, man.
No, my mains. What the fuck is Sexgate? Hold on. Before you.
Because I'm going to keep.
Oh, wait, that's not it. Nah, you know how it is. Before you tell me what Sexgate is.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yes.
Why are you like this?
Because it's called Sexgate, and I'm guessing rape was involved, which I have another thought. This is just a rape culture segment. Mm-hmm. That's why we have trigger warnings, folks.
Yes.
But yeah, what you have this memorized?
It's the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton shit.
That's called, wait, was that, that was nicknamed that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, because, you know, everything is a gate for some reason.
Huh.
Watergate, sex, I don't know.
And that's, what was he in that, a prosecutor?
Yeah,
a
he was
defender?
One of the prosecutors who was with the impeachment.
But now he's a defender. Guess you make more money defending billionaires.
You do make more money defending billionaires. Huh.
Something profit motive.
Yes.
But also, I remember, you remember how I used to have a lot of time to listen to a lot of fucking podcasts, which included a gang of right-wingers.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say, I don't like when people do this bullshit where they're like, a whole bunch of conservatives are saying this, or a bunch of people pretending that there's so many gazillions of billions of white people angry at the Little Mermaid. And it's like, nigga, quit doing that whack shit for clicks. Nigga, you suck. Mm. But in particular, these folks that called themselves the Honey Badgers,
yeah,
with the men's rights activist folks at Paul Elam's website, A Voice for Men,
mm-hmm,
and they had a podcast and eventually a YouTube. And what they were arguing, I think it may have been Karen Strawn saying this one, the one from Canada, and she was like, when Donald Trump is talking about you can walk up and grab him by the pussy, you gotta listen to the whole tape. He's basically just saying that sluts are naturally groupies for famous rich guys. But then, who's that woman that came out and told the story about him raping her?
Oh, the reporter.
I'm sad that we don't have her name. Pull her name up off the top. But because what's her story? He did walk up and grab her by the pussy, and he raped her. She didn't consent. She wasn't a groupie, a fan.
E. Jean Carroll.
E. Jean?
E. Dot. Initial, yeah.
Jean. Okay. Yeah, man. So,
God. So I just Googled, Trump rape accusation, and the second headline is from the New York Times. Accused of sexual assault, Trump resorts to old insult. She's not my type.
Soft language. Rape. Rape. She says it on the damn program she was being interviewed on. Was it the CNN or one of them folks?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, he put his penis inside me. That's no consent,
mm-hmm,
force, rape. Right, there's a one-syllable word for that. But again, we've riffed on this a gazillion million times. They make great fertilizer. What's cracking else with what else is cracking with Epstein?
All right, so it keeps giving me pop-ups that I don't want.
But the Anti-Defamation League is gonna find a way to flip this. Them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the Anti-Defamation League.
Oh. So Epstein, instead of facing life in prison for sex trafficking, only pleaded guilty to two minor charges of solicitation of prostitution and procurement of minors for prostitution. You would think that procuring minors for prostitution wouldn't be a minor charge.
Rounding up kids for rape. Procuring it minors.
Says two minor charges. Solicitation of prostitution and procurement of minors for prostitution. That seems like that should be like a felony or something, maybe.
And you would think leading up to this that Julie Bindle would have had a lot to say about Epstein. You know, Anita Sarkeesian?
No.
Who's that motherfucker? The one that did that long YouTube talk about pornography.
Gail Dines.
Yeah, buddy, Chief. Gail Dines says a lot about Epstein, right?
They don't actually care about trafficked people.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They do. They care about them because they wouldn't make any money without them. See, these are the facts.
They're already making money without them, because when's the last time they mentioned anybody by name?
No, by making money without them, it means they're not sharing it with them. They're still making the...
All right, so he ultimately served 13 months of an 18-month prison sentence. So this decision came less than a month after the Department of Justice announced it opened up an investigation into Epstein's sweetheart plea to determine whether lawyers, quote, committed professional misconduct during his prosecution.
Wait a second. Epstein served how many months?
13.
He was actually in a prison facility.
He was probably one of those white-collar prisons that has a tennis court.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, like, so prison for him, like, he only got to have Corbell.
Right.
He had to get the shrimp from Walmart that we get.
Oh God, right?
For his shrimp tacos.
Yeah, I'm looking for the name of the facility and I don't see it. Where he had to, I don't know, I'll keep looking though. But anyways, so that was all like the hyperlink, right? And not the actual article. So back to the original one. He has been arrested again. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention cast on his alleged sex crimes, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone federal charges. The new indictment, which, according to two sources, will be unsealed Monday in a Manhattan federal court, reportedly alleged that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls in a now-familiar scheme, paying them for massages and then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion, his residence, or his residence in Palm Beach. Epstein will be charged with one count of sex trafficking of minors, one count of conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of minors. Those are his only fucking charges?
And he's not snitching on anybody? No one's names is coming up?
Well, not yet.
Because I'm like, yo, because if Bill Clinton or Trumpelstiltskin's names don't pop up, I gotta wonder, like, how ready, set, and go they have the fucking sniper to assassinate his whole entire ass.
I don't know. I mean, it's still early. He hasn't even been to court yet, so.
Or is that an assassination? That's just killing.
Yeah.
That's just taking him out.
If convicted, he could face a maximum of 45 years. All right.
Yeah, 45 years on paper.
Right. Well, I mean, he's already, what the fuck, 66?
Yeah.
Several of the billionaire's employees and associates allegedly recruited the girls for Epstein's abuse, and some victims eventually became recruiters themselves, according to law enforcement. The girls were as young as 14, and Epstein knew they were underage, according to details of the arrest.
They actually have to say that. Like, for me to not know someone is 14, they gotta be, like, fucking 6'6".
I put a story on Reading in the Shade maybe like 2 weeks ago, maybe last week, about a guy who raped a girl he met on a dating app. She was, I think, 12, and he told police when he got arrested for raping her that he thought she was 18.
12. Shit, the offspring we have in here right now is 11. 12-year-olds look like fucking larva.
Wasn't gonna go that far.
I think that's actually what I always say. It is.
So it's so there's a 53-page indictment against Epstein. Yeah. And meanwhile, he has been flitting among his homes in Palm Beach, New York City, the Virgin Islands, as well as his secluded ranch in New Mexico, transporting young women on his private jet to facilitate the sexual abuse that has gone unchecked by authorities, according to his alleged victims. As early as 2003, Vicky Ward's Vanity Fair profile cracked into Epstein's facade, and as Ward noted, he was definitely not who he claimed to be. Back then, allegations of sexual abuse leveled by one accuser, Maria Farmer, and her family were cut from Ward's piece after Epstein pressured the magazine.
Something about it must have been his charisma.
Mm-hmm.
Or it just must have been his argumentative skills.
Right. Who was that? It was like a fucking former president of France, I think, had some shit like that. And he was like, I didn't know they were forced to be there. I thought they just wanted to be there. Like, they just wanted to fuck you? Okay. Epstein's bust comes months after a federal judge ruled his 2007 non-prosecution agreement, secretly inked under former U.S. attorney and current labor secretary Alexander Acosta, violated federal law by keeping victims in the dark. Under the sweetheart deal, Epstein dodged federal charges that might have sent him to prison for life. Yep, yep, yep. Oh, okay, here we go. He instead pleaded guilty to minor state charges in Palm Beach and served 13 months in a private wing of a county jail, mostly on work release.
Mostly on work release.
There it is.
And that's the thing, folks. Like, if billionaires are not released to do their work, they can't be billionaires. Like, they have to go and earn that money.
Mm-hmm.
Busting their fucking ass.
Uh-huh.
While you over here fucking around. And see, and that's what the billionaires say. They're like, yo, fuck I look like sitting up in a jail cell, not working harder than everyone that makes less than me.
Right. The alleged victims who sued the government for violating the Crime Victims' Rights Act called for feds to hold him criminally liable. The NPA also granted immunity to Epstein's co-conspirators. The fuck? All right, so his co-conspirators were identified as including, but not limited to, Sarah Kellen, Adriana Ross, Leslie Groff, and Nadia Marcinova got immunity.
Any of these names hit your brain?
Nope.
Where are the big fucking names? See, nigga, there's a sniper just aimed at him, just taking no-dos, just fucking sitting up, no sleep, waiting to get that call that says, hey, man, the Jew rolled over on us from old Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And or it might come from Hillary. Think women don't know what their husbands are doing? I'm speaking a very, very cis-hetero speak here, but come on, buddy, buddy.
Shit, it might come from fucking Ivanka.
Huh. And by
she
that...
She has a family dynasty to protect.
Say word.
Yeah.
These are things I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's...
She has a dynasty?
The whole Trump family.
Oh, yeah, I guess
isn't.
They are fucking... Yeah.
Yeah.
They also got to protect their golf course from climate change that's not happening. Hey, remember that, folks. They have a golf course out there in Ireland, mm-hmm. and they Trumpelstiltskin paid to get work done to protect it from sea level rise.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think he's a smart cat. I'm pretty sure that some advisor told him to do that.
Right.
But he knows
mm-hmm.
that for the most part, the people with the money, they all know.
Yeah.
All right. It's these fucking the blue collar level right wingers, Republicans, right leaning libertarians mm-hmm. that actually don't know.
Yeah. But in June, prosecutors for the government advised the judge to uphold the plea deal, saying voiding it would, quote, cause unintended harm to the victims and jeopardize monetary settlements more than a dozen of them received. So, the federal government is arguing that not prosecuting rapists hurts victims.
So we should prosecute rapists.
That's not what they said.
They said
we shouldn't prosecute rapists.
Because that would hurt the victims?
Yes. Prosecuting rapists hurts victims.
Oh, it's because when you prosecute them, there's a judge involved, right?
Yeah.
And the judge, they get up and they're like, the honorable pick a white man out of a hat is presiding. And then he walks up to the victims and punches them in the fucking face with the gavel. And it hurts victims. That's what you mean.
Prosecutors for the government advised the judge to uphold the plea deal, saying voiding it would cause unintended harm to the victims.
Got it, because there's a bailiff in the courtroom, and that is a cop, and these are, you know, what, teenagers, and mm-hmm. we see what cops do to teenagers when they're sitting in their desk.
We do. Well, only the black ones.
Oh, fuck, there's probably black victims.
Yeah, they keep saying they keep saying coming from overseas, but haven't listed the countries involved.
Yeah, and well, we know where Christian missionaries like to target.
Ooh, I think we never covered it, but like some white missionary lady is just fucking killing a ton of kids in Africa.
You know what? It would be responsible for the wine cellar to hit that because I listen to. Because I don't have much time to play a lot of programs, I'm pretty much only listening to the left-leaning ones.
Yeah.
And, yeah, not a lot of outlets are hitting that story.
Oh, you saw that, though. It was like, she was, like, claiming to treat them or something and saying she was, like, a doctor and shit.
Yeah, and they're just, yeah. And, like, she's over here right now, chilling. Yeah,
chilling. Hiding yeah, out, basically.
Hiding.
Kinda.
Hiding hide camp.
Hiding hide camp, yes.
Ma'am.
Yes.
It's a nerdy joke.
I got it, so the hide camp to you too. Alright.
Oh, Jesus.
The plot thickens.
Oh, fuck.
Epstein has reportedly supplied valuable intel to federal investigators in exchange for his plea deal. It has been speculated this information was related to the Bear Stearns executive cover-up in the 2008 financial crisis.
Nick, I thought it was about to be names of other people that are...
Apparently it was, just not names of rapists, names of Wall Street criminals.
Fucking, so this nigga snitching, because you're not a billionaire unless you're a criminal too.
But also note, according to one report, Epstein lost $57 million in the Bear Stearns collapse and was a victim identified as a major investor number one in the indictment of hedge fund managers Ralph Chiaffi and Matthew Tannen.
One billion. I don't know how many billions this Epstein is running around with, but just 1 billion, folks, remember, is 1,000,000 times.
Yes.
He only lost 1,057,000 times. I tell you right now, if I had 1,000 pencils and 57 went missing, I might not notice. I hate these motherfuckers, man. Capitalism is bad, kids. We've gone on 26 minutes. We might have just accidentally done the episode again.
I can't find his net worth. It just says he's a billionaire.
Love
and then
that.
An article in 2010 says he's not a billionaire anymore. And that was after the collapse, but now he's back.
Oh, yeah, because when you lose $57 million, somehow you're no longer a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Got him. Got it. Yeah, okay, I figured it out.
Oh my god, Forbes is fucking trash.
What'd they say?
So I clicked it about he's not a billionaire anymore. I actually looked at the article. I didn't make them write this. They fucking chose to write this.
Huh.
Jeffrey Epstein, the underage massage king of Palm Beach.
Whoa.
I didn't make them fucking write this.
The underage massage king.
Mm-hmm. Of Palm Beach was back in headlines this week. Billionaire pedophile goes free, according to the Daily Beast. Billionaire hedge funder, according to Business Insider. Billionaire sex offender, according to Epstein's Florida NBC affiliate. What are they talking about? The guy they freed this week after pleading guilty to soliciting to an underage prostitute is, all caps, not a billionaire. I'm glad that was the important part of the story for Forbes.
Yeah.
We repeat, not a billionaire. More likely, he's worth a fraction of that.
You know how unfair that is for him? That's not fair for him.
Mm-hmm.
That means he gets no lobster in prison, just crab. And that's bullshit. All right? bullshit.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
All right, so according to Forbes, the most important part of this entire fucking story is that he might not actually be a billionaire. All right, so anyway, so apparently he was snitching about Bear Stearns, and that's how he got this sweetheart plea deal. Jack Goldberger, one of Epstein's attorneys, about the Indy Palm Beach sex crimes case, told Fox of the Bear Stearns prosecution, saying, "Mr. Epstein was never spoken to by any authorities on the subject. He was a large investor, no more, no less." Okay. Yeah, so, I don't know, that's fucking... Yeah. Oh, and then, of course, also, he's palled around with a host of famous faces, including Donald Trump and Bill Clinton. The latter traveled with Epstein to Africa to address economic issues.
Nick.
Okay, so this guy was in Africa with Bill Clinton. I think we all know what happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for the concrete details.
Oh, well, yeah, because this is such a long article. Like, there's still so many paragraphs. I'm just kind of skimming, like, is there any actual details that we need to know here? You know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so he's been under investigation since 2005, when a 14-year-old girl told police an older man named Jeff had molested her at his residence, a two-story pink mansion. Mm-hmm. Okay, so victims would be led up to Epstein's bedroom. Epstein would enter and order them to remove their clothing, and then he would assault them, sometimes forcing them into intercourse with him or, another young woman he described as his sex slave. Oh, Jesus. And then he would pay them between $200 and $1,000 per visit, according to court documents. His massages were booked with the help of his personal assistants, including Sarah Kellen. That's one of the people that they mentioned above who got, immunity. And apparently she just has a Rolodex of names and numbers of underage girls.
She got immunity.
Yes.
Now, I'm pretty sure Julie Bendel is going to come down hard. Because, as we know, from a great quote from a great speaker,
mm-hmm. There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. Mm-hmm.
Got him, coach. It's the wine cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More concrete details?
Let's see. As Daily Beast previously reported, State's Attorney's Office in Palm Beach declined to pursue serious charges against Epstein, claiming the girls weren't credible. All 100 of them? Because...
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
The local police chief, Michael Reiter, accused prosecutors of giving Epstein special treatment, and in 2006 referred to the case to the FBI, but by May 2007, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami drafted a 53-page indictment against Epstein along an 82-page prosecution memorandum. That summer, however, his lawyers worked to unravel the case, claiming he wasn't guilty of any federal crimes, and then Epstein and the feds drew up a non-prosecution agreement in September 2007. Yeah. Okay. I think that's about it. Yeah, and it's also interesting that the prosecutors are saying these women aren't credible, and yet this nigga given everybody money in these civil lawsuits. Interesting.
Well, that's like when R. Kelly was giving them money like that. By him giving them money, that makes them non-credible.
Mm-hmm.
Because they took it, so now they're no longer victims, they're prostituted women, you see.
Right.
Uh-huh. See, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think of that one, did you?
Psh.
This is fucking ridiculous.
And the first victim, Maria Farmer, said that the summer of 96, Epstein had arranged for her to work on an art project at a mansion in Ohio, and she was staying at the property, and he sexually assaulted her, and she called police... but they wouldn't respond to her phone calls, and his security team refused to let her leave. Her father basically had to come from Kentucky to Ohio to get her. And then she visited, when she got back to New York, she visited the NYPD, which is where she lived, and tried to report the crime again, but they said because it happened in Ohio and not New York, they couldn't do anything. And they told her to call the FBI, and she called the FBI, and the FBI didn't do anything.
Oh, that
and while she's calling everybody, Epstein raped her 15-year-old sister.
oh, yeah, he just got to fucking, like, beat this guy to death with, like, spiked thin sticks.
Spiked thin sticks.
Yeah, so he doesn't get knocked out from the blunt force too soon.
Hmm. But if they're too thin, how do you get the spikes on them?
Oh, don't... not too thin. No, now we're talking about, like, about as wide as one of the legs on this tripod. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you know. And then have a platform above the beating area, and so the spikes are going in, and if somebody's dropping salt and lemon juice... down up from above on a platform.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they call it a mezzanine.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you handle that until he dies.
Oh, he's also friends with Prince Andrew.
Fuck, I don't know these people.
Like literally one of the crown princes in England, like
one of those fucking
yeah.
These fucking arbitrarily chosen white people to be special. What the fuck is these fucking?
Oh,
yes.
Another one of the victims. Virginia Roberts Giuffre? I don't know how to say her last name. Giuffre?
I've got nothing for that.
Yeah. Filed a declaration in 2015 about the alleged sex ring. She said she met Epstein in 1999 after someone approached her at her summer job. Guess how old? 15 years old, and she was working when she got pulled into this sex ring. Guess where she was working?
Oh, where she was working.
Mm-hmm.
Interning at the Hot House.
No.
Oh, fuck. Where was she working? Damn. For some reason, my brain is saying Hot 97 radio station, and that's fucking wrong.
That's not correct.
Fuck. For some reason, my brain also wants to say McFucking Donald's.
Nope.
Shit. Not McFucking Donald. The fucking, the Trump Tower. Interning at the Trump Tower.
You're close.
Oh, shit. Ooh, goddamn. World Trade Center.
No.
Not damn. I'm farther
wrong
away.
Wrong city. Wrong city.
I thought the Trump Tower wasn't,
Well, the Trump part was the part, not the New York part.
And it was 1999.
Yes.
Trump Hotel.
No.
Fuck.
Although there probably is a hotel there.
Oh, one of those Trump Steaks restaurants.
No.
God damn it.
The Mar-a-Lago Resort.
Ah,
where, you know, that place where the president goes and golfs and hangs out instead of working?
Yeah, with a Samsung.
Yeah, so people were recruiting teenagers from Mar-a-Lago to be raped by Epstein.
Oh, boy, I tell you, you gotta believe me. You never know who helped him with that. Yes?
Hmm.
Yes. More concrete details.
This is
its own episode.
It really fucking is. So she was with Epstein from 1999 to 2002 and was essentially assaulted in his homes in New York, New Mexico, the Virgin Islands, and in Paris, France. She stated, I had sex with him oftentimes in those places and with other various people he demanded I have sex with. In fact, my only purpose for Epstein and his friends was to be used for sex. Added that Epstein had sex with underage girls on almost a daily basis, and his interest in minor girls was obvious to everyone in his orbit. His code word for the abuse was massage. Okay. Let's see. Of course, they're just denying all the allegations, the obvious lies, blah, blah, blah. These people aren't...
Yeah.
Yeah, like the whole rest of the article is just them saying, is like the rebuttals from the everyone who worked for him saying, that never happened. Oh, according to Jean-Luc Brunel, an Epstein confidant who runs a modeling agency, Brunel allegedly supplies Epstein with girls as young as 12 years old who were aspiring models from poor countries. Someone said, quote, Jeffrey Epstein has told me he slept with over 100 of Brunel's girls, and everything I have seen about him confirms this claim.
Right, and this is how they've always been, folks. Remember from, what up?
Oh, the same victim said that she finally escaped his house, escaped his abuse after he had sent her to Thailand to learn how to do Thai massage and recruit other young girls for the sex ring. So he was getting girls from Thailand, at least. We know. That's one country is finally named. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, the nation of Africa was mentioned in this also.
Yeah.
But fucking remember, folks, from Christopher Columbus's own diary that they fucking, when they came here and invaded the Taino people, they fucking took children back and sold them off to be rape slaves in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, this is a part of their culture.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how the fuck they are. Remember the woman that was a great painter and her biological father was a painter and her, his friend raped her. And, I mean, hey, the superior race they are. While the other world is, the rest of the world is doing who knows what, because Europeans burned it all down and took what they wanted and put in museums. But fucking Europeans were working on torture devices like thumb screws.
Yeah.
And if you were a cis woman, to my understanding, that accused a cis man of raping you, in court they put the thumb screws on you, squeeze them down on there real nice and good like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't change your story after an arbitrarily decided upon amount of time, then they say, he must be guiltified then, and this little whore ain't lying. Superior race. Superior culture. Everybody wants to be like them.
I mean, like, lest we forget the witch trials.
Those were speedy trials.
They were often speedy.
Yeah, you know. Indict them real fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, figuratively, if you will, or yeah. otherwise, see if they can keep their head above water through the whole process.
Hmm.
This, that, and the other.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, that's what they get for trying to take doctors' jobs.
It is. I gotta go back and find the guy. It was a German guy, right? German engineering, German efficiency, who was actually mad that when you burned a witch at the stake, she didn't, like, suffer long enough. Because they would die of, like, smoke inhalation before they were, like, really burning. And he just felt that was, like, super unfair. And so it was, like, constantly trying to, like, refigure how to burn people at the stake so it would last longer.
Yeah. Like, I mean, to my understanding, you said he, so this is a man.
Mm-hmm.
But by this level of knowledge and forward thinking, definitely cis. Definitely hetero. Yeah. This. Definitely mm-hmm. progressive.
Yes.
He made progress.
He did something.
Jesus Christ. Let's see if... Damn it, it's almost 5. You know, we got to do a little more wine cellaring.
Yeah.
So, look, the wine cellar, we covered this now. I didn't even know about this shit, that this update was happening. I was down at the factory doing machine shit. And, yeah, so we hit this up. And this isn't our normal type of story, right? But...
Yeah.
We do need to do the big stories, I think, because we'll cover it different than most outlets will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also, I opened up, like, 4 different links while this story was going on.
And, yeah.
Like, it's okay, what about this? What about that? And who, you know, yeah.
So, fucking, that's winecellarmedia.com. Patreon subscribers and PayPal folks, remember, this is a job, and you're kind of hiring us. So you can actually hit up Phoenix Kalita and be like, hey, nigga, cover this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've been missing a lot of white-on-white crime, and there is one of the homies on Twitter be linking us to some shit. And, like, we gotta use that shit cuz be linking us to.
Mm.
Yeah. And, yeah, so fucking you can do that, right? Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund for a subscription. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. To just drop a hit on us. Niggas came through when they saw us posting about the vehicular.
Yes.
Yeah, that $800 car bill's gonna get paid. Tomorrow's Monday, because the car place isn't open on the weekends.
Right.
But Phoenix Leader's gonna go in there and swipe that old car to Reno and drop $400 on it. And then when my overtime check rolls in, we'll just go ahead and pop the other $400, pay the regular bills, move it forward, keep wine cellaring, and doing the goddamn shit.
Yes.
All right, and I think that ought to be that. I've been slacking on it for like the past 15 episodes posted, but I gotta remember to put the Amazon wish list for studio equipment only. Yeah. Right? It's just there's only studio equipment on this Amazon wish list. We're not trying to get, you know, like fancy colored pencils and coloring books and stuff like that. We're not trying to get back issues of Highlights magazine. No shit like that, right? Yeah, we're not trying to do that.
Highlights, really?
Yeah, Highlights, nigga.
Okay.
That's right. What highlights?
We could get zoo books. I used to get zoo books.
Fuck, sounds familiar. Don't really remember five.
It was basically a kid's magazine, but every issue was just a focus on, like, one animal, and it was just, like, a ton of details about that one animal.
God, man. I wish I could remember the fucking, my favorite fucking magazine, and I can't fucking remember, because I was, like, it was back when I was, like, first learning how to read.
Yeah.
And, like, it was telling you shit about using rechargeable batteries to take care of the earth.
Was it Ranger Rick?
What?
Ranger Rick?
Nah, I don't think it was named after... It wasn't named after a person.
No, Ranger Rick was like a raccoon or something who would wear a ranger outfit. And...
No, this was... The way they... Because remember, this is how they get to kids. They act like they're marketing it to teens.
Right.
Right, but it's like... It's fucking span away. The teens are smoking reefer out of a broken soda can. Like, they're not reading your magazine. Right? This is for children. That's why it was in the Camas Prairie Elementary School Library, mm-hmm. where I used to check out issues of it. All right. There you go. That's how we tangent. That's okay. Yeah, 43 minutes. Fuck it. Yeah, this
sad
is
sad. My elementary school got torn down because a bunch of library books had my name in them. Because, like, if you would read, because you could do, did you guys have book conferences?
I don't know.
Yeah, where, like, you could read a book and then, like, the librarian would ask you questions about it to, like, prove you read it. And if you had enough book conferences, like, you would get prizes and stuff, and I ended up, like, getting a bunch of books with my name in them because I read so many. And
wait,
they
got rid of all the books?
I don't know what happened to them because they burned it down. My God, tore it down.
Huh.
But, yeah, if you read, like, every 100 books, they would, like, buy a new book and, like, dedicate it to you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Fair deal. Mm. Fair deal. That's a nerdy thing. All these books
says
dedicated to
says the guy who
me.
Made a Heidi Heitkamp joke earlier in the episode.
What episode? Oh, this you mean episode. You mean this 44-minute clip? This is its own episode?
Yes, this
44-minute
clip.
How dare you? I guess whatever else we have time to record, because I am on at 5 a.m. for a 13-hour yes. shift tomorrow, mm-hmm. whatever else we have is going to just be a Patreon early access, mm-hmm. while this one, let's just pump it out to the feed.
Yeah.
All right, so what's Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
They got him.
They got him. Well, they're trying to get him.
They almost done get at him.
He's indicted. We'll see if convictions happen.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
And that'll be that.
All right.
Please be as safe as possible wherever you is be. Way. No mommies.